Hello there, this is Jacob. Today's show is really going to grab you. I promise. So here we go, down Gilead Lane.
What did your class add to the trail?
That bridge over the brook.
It wasn't a big deal.
The apartment.
A birthday cake.
The mudslide.
Well, that sounds pretty good to me.
That's worth a shot.
Yes, you have to.
But I don't want to do it anyway.
Timothy. Come on, it doesn't matter what you want. You made a commitment when you signed us up.
But it's just for that old trail behind the school.
Now, you know that isn't just any old trail.
The school
nature trail is a very important thing that the second grade adds to every year.
Right.
And this year, it's finally your turn.
But I didn't even know we had to come after school for it.
Well, you should have thought more about what you were getting into before you signed your name.
But I'm just in second grade. I don't know any better.
Oh, well, I'm just about done with this conversation.
Yeah. Daddy!
No. No more arguing. Now, you're going with me and your mom to the planning committee on Thursday night.
But...
End of discussion, Timothy Joseph. You know how your mom and I feel about keeping promises.
But this wasn't really a promise.
Honey, you gave your word that you would be there by writing your name on that sign-up sheet.
But I didn't promise...
No, maybe you didn't. Well, you know, honey, it's just like we never promised Grace that we'd take her to the airport tomorrow morning.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we do have to leave pretty early. You know what? I don't think I feel like taking her tomorrow.
Wait
no,
a
no,
minute.
Me either.
No.
I mean, I didn't know we'd have to get up so early on a Saturday to take her.
Yeah.
I think we should just skip it. What do you think?
Daddy, you can't do that. How's she going to get to New York?
Oh, well, I'm sure she'll understand, Timmy. We didn't promise or anything like that.
But we said we'd take her, and now she needs us because... Hey, I know what you're trying to do. You tricked me.
Yeah. But you see it now, don't you, Timmy?
I guess.
Son, no matter how small it may seem, we have to be in the practice of keeping our word. Because God tells us that when we make a vow or take a pledge, we must not break our word. We have to do everything we've said we do. And we have to start with the small stuff, okay?
Okay,
good. Now, come on, get in there, get some sleep.
Come on.
We have to be up early to take Grace to the airport tomorrow.
So we are taking her?
Well, let me see. Do I?
No, stop. Of course we're taking her.
Come on, get to sleep.
She's counting on us. I'm afraid I do, Haley.
Do you have to take Finn?
Oh, even if he wasn't my seeing eye dog, I couldn't leave my puppy behind, could I, Finn?
No, sir. Oh. Now, Grace, you're sure your friend will meet you at the airport in New York, right?
Yes, when Kathy says she'll do something, she doesn't.
And is she taking you to the college where you're teaching this semester?
Yes, Justin.
Does the college have a place all set up for you and Finn to stay?
I believe they thought of that. They're hosting me as a writer-in-residence.
Oh. Well, you just be sure to call us as soon as you get there and get settled, so we won't worry.
Worry, I know. You all just need to relax. I'm really going to be fine. And I'll be back by summer.
Summer?
I'm
going to miss you, Grace.
I'm going to miss you too, Timmy. But we can write to each other and call each other, and it'll be summer before we know it.
That's you, isn't it?
Oh, dear, yes, it is.
Oh, you're okay. There's no line at security. You better get through, though.
All right. Well, you guys be good. Don't break any bones or anything while I'm gone.
Try not to.
Pray for safe flight, Grace.
Are you sure you don't need us to take care of anything for you?
Mary.
I'm positive. And if you all just keep... Oh, wait a minute.
What?
Mr. Key's birthday is this week.
It is?
December 3rd.
This Thursday?
Oh, and I have to get him a double chocolate cake.
But you'll be in New York.
Mikey.
If I call you with a recipe, do you think you could take it over to him?
I want to marry
him. Of course. Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Grace, of course.
Thank you so much. I really am going to miss you all.
Oh, come on. Better not start that again. You have a plane to catch, remember?
No.
Let's go. Hurry up.
Bye.
Wow, Well, at least it's only Monday, Mrs. Bott. We have time to work out the rest of the kinks. And I'm the room mom on Thursday anyway. Yes, my husband will be there with me and Timmy on Thursday. Of course I can. Oh, no problem. And I'm sure everyone will appreciate having something to munch on while we plan the nature trail.
Mom.
Now, do I need to call Sunrise Grill and have them make the pies or just... Okay, I'll just pick them up then. Okay.
Mom.
We'll see you then, Mrs. Bott.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Finally. Can I use a phone now?
Excuse me?
Sorry, I just have to call Luke and Becca.
Well, I would appreciate it if you didn't take that tone with me.
Sorry.
You want to tell me what's bothering you?
What's to tell?
Brooke.
It's nothing new. Becca and Luke are still ignoring me. They haven't been talking to anyone at school. They skipped church again yesterday. I just want to call and see how they're doing, okay?
I don't need a defense of why you need to use the phone. I just don't want to see you continuing to be dragged down by all this.
How can you say that, Mom? Me being dragged down? What about them? Their mother walked out on them 4 years ago and never looked back. Now she's back, looking for an apartment down the street from them, and I'm supposed to be fine?
Oh, no, honey, I know you can't be fine. Not all on your own, anyway. Sweetie, God gave you a beautiful, sensitive heart, and you hurt right along with the people you love. That's why you have to keep casting all your cares on him.
I'm sorry, Mom. I didn't mean to snap.
I know.
I'm just... I don't know. But it's not you. And I didn't mean to take it out on you. Forgive me.
Of course I do.
Thanks.
Honey, Dad and I know you're sorting through a lot right now. All we ask is that you keep taking it to God. Keep asking him for strength and wisdom. And if you need to talk about anything, you know that Dad and I...
I know. You and Dad will be there. Thanks, Mom.
All right. When you call, tell Becca and Luke we love them and are praying for them.
Yeah, I'll tell them.
Mrs. Donner, there are 7 people in the Morrison family. I'm sure Grace Andrews didn't need every last one of them at the airport. Besides, when I hired Brooke, I expected that, at the very least, she would show up when she was scheduled.
She deserved the day off, and I gave it to her. We did fine this weekend without her.
Oh, really? What about all these files? You can't just let them lie around here on the desk. I run a business here.
You're absolutely right, Mrs. Richter. That's why Brooke volunteered to come in today and take care of all of this.
Oh, she did?
Mm-hmm, because she felt bad leaving us shorthanded for the day.
Oh, well, good. And one more thing. I want to know if Mrs. Taylor...
Excuse me, Mrs. Donner.
Mrs. Taylor, and how are you this afternoon?
I'm well, thank you. Did you find the paper for me?
I sure did. It's right here. I even highlighted the apartment section to make it easier for you.
Thank you. I'll just be in the lobby with
Joan! It's me, Monica!
Monica! Wow. I'm sorry. I didn't see you there.
Oh, don't you worry. You probably have so much on your mind with everything you must be going through. Mind if I join you in the lobby? So, Joan, you're back in Little Coleraine.
Yes, I am.
Here, let's sit here. I ordered these couches straight from Paris last spring.
They're nice.
I know. I thought you'd like them. So, you're looking for an apartment?
That's why I asked Mrs. Donner for the local listings.
Then Hawaii just didn't work out for you?
Monica, I really don't feel up to talking.
Of course, of course. How insensitive of me. You poor thing. Looking for a place to live. Joan, how silly of me.
What is it?
I can't believe I didn't mention it already.
Didn't mention what?
The apartment just above the little bookstore downtown. You know, it's the one we rented out to John and Mary Morrison when they first moved to town years ago.
I remember.
It's unoccupied right now, and we would love to help you out. We could even give you a break. You know, since I'm sure you're not doing any work in advertising right now.
I wouldn't need any breaks.
Of course you wouldn't. I just... Well, how about you meet me for lunch this Thursday at the Sunrise Grill?
Really, Monica?
No, I insist. And if you don't find a place by then, I'll have the lease papers ready for you to sign.
Monica.
It's all set then. And don't worry, it'll be my treat. Well, Joan, it was wonderful to see you, but I must run along.
So soon?
I'm afraid so. I need to have a quick word with Brooke before I take Tiffany to ballet. But don't worry, we can have a nice long lunch on Thursday. Bye-bye. Oh, Brooke!
But what else did she say to you, Brooke?
That was mainly it, Becca. She just kind of cornered me when I was filing the papers and hit me with all sorts of questions about you. She wanted to know why you haven't been at work.
Like she doesn't already know.
But that's Mrs. Richter. She tries to get absolutely everything she can out of you.
Yeah, so she can spread it all over town. So I guess you pretty much had to tell her, though, that I can't come back until my mom... till Joan leaves.
I left out as many details as possible, but yeah.
What'd she say about that?
That was the weird part. She just nodded like she knew something I didn't and said it'd be soon enough.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, Dad even says that, I guess. That's why he was helping her look for her own place.
And you and Luke still don't want to see her?
No way. Look, I gotta go. I told Luke I'd help him at the store tonight.
Okay, but, are you guys gonna come to youth group tomorrow?
I don't think so, Brooke.
Oh, come on! You can have dinner with us before we go. Maya's even coming. No. Please!
Sorry, Brooke. It's just... Well, Luke and I don't really feel like being around a bunch of church people. You know?
Becca.
I'm late. Talk to you later.
To change the nature trail every year.
I got it!
They don't change it, Timmy. Second graders just add something to it every year.
Yeah, like that bridge over the brook, or the ID station for animal tracks.
But what if I don't want to go help plan it?
Then you don't get to give them your ideas.
What did your class add to the trail?
You know, the wash-up station with the sinks and towels and all that?
That was you guys?
This was my mom's idea. She doesn't like dirt.
I remember that, Maya.
I still think they should have done my idea.
The mudslide?
Well, we had a wash-up station. Why not?
Michael, the mudslide wasn't educational enough for the school nature trail. But you see, Timmy, being at the planning meeting can make a big difference in what they decide to add.
I know.
Well.
Hey, Mom, that was Grace on the phone.
Oh, really?
Why'd you hang up?
Grace?
I didn't. She had to go. But here, Mom, it's the recipe for the double chocolate cake.
Cake?
For Mr. Key. It's his birthday tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Oh, no, that's the nature trail meeting.
We can skip it.
No, we can't. Oh, maybe I can whip up this cake while you guys are all at the youth group tonight.
No, Mom, you can't do that.
Why not?
Grace said that the most important thing is that he gets it as soon as it's out of the oven, and it has to be frosted right away.
But the frosting will melt.
I'm just telling you what she said.
Is that how Grace makes it?
Grace said she's never made it.
What?
Only last year that Mr. Key told her about it. And that was when she vowed that she'd get him a double chocolate cake fresh from the oven.
Yeah.
Because... Well, he hasn't had one like that since Mrs. Key died.
Oh, and my whole day is booked tomorrow. Room Mom and Timmy's class, then I have to run to the Sunrise Grill, and then that meeting...
Mom, you're not the only one who can cook around here.
And you're a good cook. Oh, Brookie, would you do it?
Sure. I mean, we all promised that we'd take a cake to him. It wasn't just you.
Oh, thank you so much, sweetie.
It's no big deal, Mom.
No, but it is, and I appreciate it.
Oh.
Are you sure this is fresh? Because the last cup I had tasted stale and...
I just brewed this pot, hon. Don't worry.
Fine, then. Ugh, the service around here.
I think it's all right.
Well, anyway, Joan, the papers are all ready for you to sign, and it's just a year lease, so...
Is there any way we can just go month to month?
Month to month? A landlord can't
be... If you get another renter, just tell me, and I'll be out as soon as you need me to be.
I suppose. Well, why not? We haven't had anyone interested in over a year.
Thank you.
That's what friends are for. So, I suppose you're not planning on staying, then?
Things are just more complicated than...
Oh, hello, wonderful. There, Mary. Just the person I wanted to see.
What?
The amazing Mary Morrison just walked in.
Oh, she did?
Fantastic. Here she comes. Mary, it's so good to see you.
Hello, Monica. Joan, I am so sorry I haven't been by to see you sooner.
Oh, no, you shouldn't be. I'm sure you're still busy being super mom and all that.
Oh, hardly.
Oh, come now, Mary. You don't give yourself enough credit. Not only do you take care of your own children, but you're there for everyone else's.
Really, Monica, you know...
I know that my little Maya can't get enough of being with you. She just had dinner there last night, Joan. And I'm sure you know, Becca and Luke are over there all the time.
Joan, the children are all such good friends.
It's... No, I know. I know it's true. You have been here, haven't you?
Joan,
you have been. You've been here when they needed someone.
Mary, woohoo! Yeah, we have your pies all ready for you.
Thank you. I'll be right there. I need to get going. But Joan, when you get settled, I look forward to catching up.
Sure.
Well, have a nice afternoon, ladies.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, I am so sure. Can you believe the way she treated you?
Excuse me?
She thinks she's so much better than you just because of the divorce. You know how they look down on that. All those Bible-thumping Christians. But I think I understand you better than I ever have, Joan.
I don't know what you mean.
I used to think divorce looked bad. You know, the whole image upkeep of our little Midwestern town. But now, well, Tom is driving me so insane that I might just want to talk to you about some legal things.
Is that what this is about?
Oh, no, of course not.
I will tell you one thing, Monica. Walking out on a promise you made is not the answer. Breaking the trust of your husband, your children.
Joan, please sit down.
I have to go. This should cover my bill. Thank you for the apartment. I'll be in touch.
But...
One large mixing bowl, some flour, eggs,
Brookie.
Cocoa. Oh, hi, Becca. Come on in.
You ready to go?
Go where?
The meeting for the spring ball.
Bex, I told you I can't go. I have to make this cake for Mr. Key.
Have someone else do it. You signed up for the committee.
I know I did, but tonight's meeting was last minute, and I already promised my mom I would do this.
Oh, I'm sure she'd understand.
No, Becca.
Come on. Tiffany's gonna be there, and I'll probably kill her or something if you're not there to hold me back. Pretty please.
No, you won't. I just can't go, Bex.
Ugh. You know what? You don't make any sense. You've been bugging me for, like, ever to do something with you, and now I'm here, standing in your kitchen, and you tell me you have to bake a cake?
Becca.
I don't get it. I don't get you.
It's not just a cake.
Just forget it. Forget everything.
Timmy, maybe you could bring up the mudslide.
I don't want to bring up the mudslide.
Oh,
sure,
good. Brooke,
well,
you've already started the cake. I knew
idea?
I could count on you.
Mine idea.
Can I talk 2 minutes?
Sure. Hold on. All of you upstairs. Michael, Haley, get started with your homework.
Okay.
And Timmy, hurry up and change. We're meeting Daddy at the school in 20 minutes.
I'll hurry.
Oh, okay, what is it, honey?
Look, Mom, I can't bake this cake.
What?
I have to go to a last-minute meeting for the spring ball. They just said that...
No. I'm sorry, Brooke, but you told me you would do this, and I'm depending on you.
Mom!
Your meeting for the spring ball was not planned, and we don't have anyone else to bake this cake.
But, Mom, Becca just came over here, and she got really mad at me, and she needs me to be there.
Becca was here.
Yeah. And she was so mad, Mom. She freaked out.
Oh, sweetie.
I have to go. I have to be with her.
I'm sorry, Brooke, but I need you to stay here and finish this.
Mom, how could you... After I just told you
that... I know, but there is no one else who can bake this cake. And it has to be taken to him tonight. I don't have any other options.
Come on, Mommy, I'm ready.
You go out and wait in the car, honey. I'll be right there.
All right. So you just want me to forget about Becca?
No, I didn't say that. After you take the cake over to Mr. Keyes, you may go over to the tailor.
That's not the point, Mom. Becca needs me to be there.
Brooke, I know you want to make things easier for Becca right now, but going to that meeting is not going to fix things.
But it's a committee that I signed up for.
You know as well as I do that this was an unscheduled meeting. There are a lot of people counting on you to do what you said you'd do.
Fine.
Brooke?
Sorry.
I'm late meeting Dad. Now remember, we're taking Timmy out to eat before the meeting, and there are leftovers for you guys in the fridge.
Okay.
The kids want to go to Mr. Keyes with you, so please give him our best and take that card over there to him. And Brooke?
Yeah.
Thank you for doing the right thing.
Yeah.
There's Daddy's car, Mommy.
I see it.
Hi, Daddy.
Hey.
Do you know we get to go out to eat somewhere? Just us?
No.
No one else even?
Is that true, bud? Oh, I didn't know that. I hope you're hungry.
Let's just take this car, John. It'll be quicker.
All right, that's fine. I got stuff all over my front seat anyway.
All
right, so how was your day?
We have a lot to talk about later.
Oh, that good, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You guys want to know what I'm going to say tonight?
Oh, so somebody's changed his mind about wanting to plan the Nature Trail edition?
Daddy.
Oh, all right. Come on, what's your idea?
Are you ready for this one? Because it's pretty good.
Ooh, fill us in.
What is it?
A fish pond.
A fish pond?
Really?
A real one?
Yeah, a real one. It wouldn't be hard. We could just make it little. Wouldn't it be cool?
Well, sounds pretty good to
me. That's worth a shot.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It sure is a good thing I'll be there, because I don't think anyone else will even think of a fish pond.
No, I'm sure they won't.
No, it's a good thing you decided to come. And I'm glad you decided to come to dinner, too. Let's go.
Come on, you guys. We have to go now.
What's the big rush?
The cake's gonna be cold if we don't hurry up. Haley, grab that card that Mom left on the table.
Brooke, did you know the frosting's melting off the sides?
I know, Justin. Grace said it had to be frosted as soon as it came out of the oven. It's not my fault it looks so bad. Help me get a cover on it.
Why are you in such a bad mood, Brooke?
I'm not in a bad mood.
She's mad Mom made her stay to bake the cake and not go somewhere with Becca.
Haley!
What? I can't help it if I can hear through the vent upstairs.
Hurry up.
The frosting just dripped from out of the cover, Brooke.
Well, at least we're here. Here he comes.
Just a minute. I'm coming.
Happy birthday, Mr. Key!
Well, now, what is this?
Grace told us it's your birthday.
So it is. Brooke, now, what's that you've got there?
A birthday cake. But you can't see it till we come in.
A birthday cake?
Yep.
For me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, come in.
All right.
Here's a card for Mom and Dad.
Did you already have cake today?
What have you been doing all day, Mr. Key?
You get any presents?
One at a time. Brooke, you can just set that on the counter here.
Okay.
I'll get some plates. Let's see. No, this is my only cake, and Haley, I'm too old for presents. Justin, what have I been doing? Well, nothing special.
Really?
Nothing
what
special?
Is your
birthday? No presents?
Around my age, you don't mind so much. Oh, now, don't look so sad. Mm. You're going to ruin the party you brought over.
We should have come over sooner.
Yeah, we really should have.
Let's eat that cake.
Thanks for your card. And yes, I think eating that cake is a good idea. Now let's see. What's under that cover?
It's from the recipe Grace gave us.
Grace? Now, you couldn't mean...
That's exactly what we mean.
Happy birthday, Mr. Key.
Double chocolate. And it's still warm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mr. Key, are you okay?
I'm fine, Haley. It's just, well, I haven't seen a cake like this since my Elsie went away.
Oh, Mr. Key.
And the frosting's melted.
I knew Brooke should have waited longer.
Mikey.
No, it's just right. This is how Elsie always made it. It all started because she could never wait long enough to frost it. She was always so excited about birthdays. And after so many years, we just decided that's the way we liked it.
Aw, Mr. King.
Brooke, did you really make this?
Yes, I did.
Well, thank you. It must have taken you a long time. And I know how busy you always are.
It wasn't a big deal.
Yes, it was. You've always got somewhere to be or something to do. Thanks for taking time for an old man like me.
Mr. Key.
No, now stop it. It's my birthday, and that means I'm right.
All right.
Brooke, this is the best birthday present you could have given me.
I'm really glad I got the chance to make it for you, Mr. Key.
Well, let's get this thing cut.
Yes. Yeah. All right.
That Mr. Key is such a good guy. If only we could know for sure that he would have the courage someday to ask Jesus into his heart. You see, today's program was about keeping promises and commitments. Too bad that we, as simple flesh and blood people, can't be counted on to be perfect in all the promises we make. That's why we have to come to a point in our lives where we can trust the promises made by the only perfect man to ever walk the earth. That perfect man is the Son of God, Jesus Christ. And believe me, we can trust Him when He promises in the book of Hebrews that no matter what happens to us, He will never leave us nor forsake us. What a wonderful comfort that is. If you would like to know more about the promises of Jesus and how we need to trust Him with our lives, visit our website or write to us. Online, we are cbhministries.org. By mail, it's Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. Today's episode, Chocolate Covered Promises, is a production of CBH Ministries because God loves kids, and kids need to love God. It was written and directed by Beth Culp, produced by Simon Guevara, engineered by Steve O'Dell with music by John Campbell. The executive producer is Randy Heckman. And I'm Jacob. We'll be here next time, down Gilead Lane.